Good morning, everyone. It's Monday morning, the 5th of December, 2022. Then said David to the Philistines, "Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear, a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. And David put it in his bag and took 3 stones and slung it. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone." There is no king save by the multitude of a host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. Behold, the eyes of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy. Both riches and honor come to thee, and thou reignest over all, and in thine hand is power and might, and in thy hand is it to make great and to give strength unto all. I glory in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Well, God is all powerful. God is in control of all events. And I'll share a story with you. I don't think I've ever shared this publicly before, but I'm at the age I don't care anymore. When the case was going on with Phillips versus the state of Missouri, I was told this after we had won the case. I wasn't told this before. American Center for Law and Justice had a screening process where they got all the attorneys together to decide whether they were going to take a case or not. And one of the chief attorneys on the case, his name is Francis Mannion. He's a Roman Catholic. I had an opportunity to share the gospel with him after the case. But anyway, he shared this story with me. When they came to vote on whether to take the case, the majority said it was not politically correct, it was not a good case. And Francis Mannion said he thought it was a good case. And he said, "Larry, I'm the worst golfer in the whole office." And to humor me, they told me, "Well, we'll tell you what we'll do. If we'll set up a putting green in the office, and if you can make a hole in one, we'll take the Phillips case." And he said, "I knew right then that I wouldn't be taking the Phillips case, because," he said, "I'm a terrible golfer." So he said, I humored him. They set up a putting green, and he said, I shot the golf ball, and he said it went right into the hole. And he said, when that happened, he said, they all said, "There's no way we're not taking the Phillips case." Well, that's likened to 3 stones in a slingshot, right? If God wants to put a golf ball in a putting hole, he's going to put it in a putting hole and nothing's going to stop it. And we had other things happen all the way through that 5-year period that was very similar to what I'm saying here. One of the supervisors over child abuse and neglect, his name is Mark Cheney. He's now deceased because he died of AIDS. He was a flaming homosexual. During the deposition, when he came into the deposition room, the whole room flooded. The sprinkler heads went off in the room. They had to leave. event after event, event after event like that happened through this case. I could just tell you event after event. In fact, I thought we lost the case, and the night before we lost, I even called my wife and said I thought we'd lost the case. And my wife reminded me of the ordeal where God led the Israelites through the Red Sea on dry land. I was pretty skeptical, but the next day we found out that the supervisor who had terminated me was involved in jury tampering. It turned the whole case around in my favor. Just things like that happened over and over and over again. One of the times during the case, I was out in the hallway, and one of the attorneys that was representing me, I saw tears coming down out of his eyes, and I asked him if he was okay, and he said, yeah. He says, but all I got to say is God's on your side. Something had been done in the case that had had a really impact on him. Well, even a sticky note made a difference in the case. He saw a sticky note in a group of files, and the supervisor that had fired me had even exposed herself in a sticky note saying, we've got to see that Larry Phillips gets terminated. She even put on the reason for my firing that my religious beliefs were getting in the way of me doing my job effectively. That's pretty stupid to say something like that in your termination papers. Why am I sharing this with you? I'm sharing this with you to show that God is sovereign over all things. I had absolutely nothing to do with this case that I brought against the state of Missouri for refusing to place children with homosexuals and licensing foster parents that were homosexual. God put me there. He used me as an instrument. But can you imagine if that case were going on today? I would be rode out on a rail. You know, our culture has debauched to the point where there's no absolutes left in our culture or in our body politic. It's all corrupt. That's why I don't get involved in it's just all a big old mess, isn't it? Well, I hope the good Lord goes with you today, and remember this. David, he only took one stone, by the way. And he slung that stone, and it lodged right in the head of Goliath. And then he went and took Goliath's own sword and chopped Goliath's head off. And anyway, may the good Lord be with you today is my prayer. God bless.